So my dad's in the back row back there. I said, you go back and get him. Get him up there so he can get religion. And the door was right back over here from the right of Dad. So I stuck out to Dad. I didn't stop with Dad. I went out the door. These other boys followed me.
Yeah.
So they worked on emotions back in those days. You know, they'd have a big shouting revival. They'd all get good and all get saved. And then 3 weeks after that, they'd get all bad.
I tell you, when I was in, I was down in close to Conway before I came up here, and the fellow that I was interviewing invited me to go to church with him, and I said, yeah, I don't mind going. So I got there, and it turned out to be one of these fundamentalist Baptist churches, you know? I'd never been anything like that before. That's what you were talking about, this kind of shouting and playing on the emotions and all that kind of thing.
Well, that's the way these early Methodists, they called them shouting Methodists. And you know, there's a Holy Roller Church too.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
And we used to go, I worked in the mining camp. And that was our recreation. They'd have a revival, around the weekend. And I saw this happen now. I don't know how in the world, that's kind of sound like a Hindu out there. A Hindu. But they knocked, it was in the wintertime, and they knocked the stove down. The stove fire down, and that fire, and don't go in here hot. A couple of brethren picked that thing up and carried it out and barehanded. And if they got burned, they didn't let off.
Wow.
And they'd pounce on you, you know. They'd come along, they'd single you out, and they'd come up and work on you, try to get you to go up and get saved. So some of the girls came back to me. Boy, and I back there, and so one of them said, don't you want to go to heaven? I said, not yet.
That's pretty good.
And they left me alone.
Oh, man. Wow. What about this expression? Say that if you were on your way to church, but you had a blowout and you had to change your tire, you might say, well, church will be over
before I get to flat face. Of course, an old Model T, it would have.
Yeah. What are these things that people think they see around graveyards, you know, scared of?
Well, normally we call them ghosts, and one expression was hants. The ghosts in the graveyard, of course, there's always a superstition that ghosts are in the graveyard.
What would they call a house that these things have supposedly gotten into?
They'd call them a haunted house. House the spooks in. Of course, you know, a lot of people in Breton still believe in those things.
Is that right?
Yeah. And they have those sea answers and they can talk to the dead.
Yeah.
Or at least that's what they say out there.
What about this expression? Say that if somebody asked you to do something that you weren't particularly crazy about doing, you might say, well, I'll do it if you insist, but I'd
rather not. I believe it had that one.
Is that right? Well, what about, say you had seen a friend of yours that you hadn't, an old friend that you hadn't seen in a long time. What might you say to him when you first see him?
Well, I might shake hands with him and greet him. It's been a long time since we've seen each other. How many years have passed? We're getting quite a lot older than we were 30 years ago.
You ever hear people around here say
I didn't recognize you, please.
You ever hear people around here say something like, we'd be mighty proud to have you over?
Oh, yeah.
Something like that.
We still use that, I guess. I do it unconsciously. Or be glad to have you come up and visit.
Well, what about, say if you went outside one morning, during the winter.